أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى يوم الدين. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب المبين: ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة وإن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Please recite the salawat. For a couple of nights we are discussing human design and how to use this information to resolve social issues. There we started the one of the major issue our communities are facing is a family conflict. So far we consult with the designer and found that the goal of the marriage is peace of mind, tranquility. Then we ask, why do we need peace of mind? An answer came that for your self-building, for your iman, you need peace of the mind. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، هو الذي أنزل الثكين في قلوب المؤمنين ليزداد إيمانا مع إيمانهم. That Allah is the one who put sakina, peace of mind, in the heart of mu'mineen. Why Allah does that? So increase the iman. So we find here there is a relationship, there is some relation between peace of mind and iman. In fact, it's directly proportional. The more you have peace of mind, your iman will be more. So in order to get iman, we have to have peace of mind. And that's one of the goal of marriage. Now, we also mentioned when we start looking at this problem, there is some difficulty. The difficulty is that this problem needs practical implementation. You basically hear, you get the information, and you have to apply this information. If you're not going to apply this information in your life, it's not going to work. Listening all this information in the majlis will not be useful. That's one of the difficulty. The second difficulty is, over here there are two people involved. Sometimes if you have to learn something and you are your own, for example, you learn the knowledge of driving and then you start driving, problem resolved. But here you have two people, and again these two people, they have to interact with each other. If one of them is violating, you're not going to get the 100% result. Both of them has to follow the rules, and then they also have to have khulus. Then we warn that you have to have the right expectation, time-wise and the result-wise. Result-wise, in the sense, if you have a difference, if I say that if there's like this equality, if this similarities, if it's different, like for example, if one of the angle is this way and the other one is this way, you cannot imagine both of them pretty soon will come like equal. They have to come in the middle. That's the result. Expectation. You have to have a right expectation. The second thing, you have to have a right expectation about the time. It's not going to resolve in one day or one week. It may take time. If you have basically, if you have a conflicting, if you have like a problem in your life for last 8 or 10 or 20 years, it will take at least 1 or 2 years to resolve it. So you have to have the right expectation. And then the other thing is, over here you have to have khulus. Last night we mentioned that in order to resolve these issues, you need to understand the sensitivity of the other side. And in order to tell what could be the sensitive, which area will be sensitive, we mentioned few rights. Now, this is the problem area. When we mention the rights, we are here to resolve the problem. When we mention the right, there is a danger that someone claim that I do have these rights and start a new fight. We are not here to start a new dispute, new conflict, that from tomorrow husband will come forward and say, look, I have a vilayat, you have to obey me. And the lady will come forward and says, my right is that you have to respect me, you have to give me love. That was not the reason why we mentioned those rights. Now we have to understand, there is a major problem in Islam right now, that we have misunderstanding about Islam. See, when we become Muslim, really, we basically, like, there was a time we were not that conservative, we were living like a normal life, right? Life which was away from religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we realized this is important, then we came over here near Islam, and then we start following ahkam. Right now, if you're religious, you notice that they were following ahkam. Ahkams are the laws only. There are only 512 ayah in Quran about ahkam. What is ahkam? Ahkam, most of the times, are needed for judgment. A qazi, a judge, he need to know what someone's rights are. And you set the rights. Or maybe you have a taxation, you establish a government, and you says, I need to get the tax from the people. So this, you says, the khums need to be this much, zakat need to be this much, and all these things. The judge, if there's a conflict, he says, okay, if there's a conflict of husband and wife, come near him, it's like in front of him, he has to decide what are the limits. These are ahkam. Like, but we think ahkams are religion. That's wrong. Islam doesn't say that your life, you're going to spend your life on haquq, on ahkam. Like, someone says, I do have a wilaya. Islam says, yeah, you do have a wilaya, that's true, but you have to Your life need to be on ihsan. Your life need to be on ihsan. Otherwise your life will be dry. It's not possible. If you look in the like husband and wife's hukuk, then you will find out and you see that this discussion happened. Like, okay, what's the lady's right in home? You don't need to do anything. All you have to do this. What about the man? He has this right. And man, if you cannot go out because without his permission, the lady there have to. All these things are only for the courtroom. So if there is a conflict and the judge has to decide, the life is not going to work like that. If that was the religion, then that should be the life of Imam Ali and Hazrat Zaha Salamullah Alayha. Life always, Islam always propagate ihsan, not laws. Please recite the salawat. So when I mentioned that by default the man, they have this sensitivity about wilayat, whether they want to express it or not, what I meant that if this haq will be violated, there will be a side effects. Okay, maybe this person will never say that I do have a wilayat. He may never ask for this haq, but by default, automatically, if his haq is violated, there will be side effects, and this will come up as a conflict in the house, and then the wife will say, "I don't know what's wrong with him. What's happened? He was very nice. He was very nice yesterday. Now I don't know why he's behaving like this." That's why I was saying these are the natural hukuk. You have to make sure that you're not violating it. I didn't say that just that because tomorrow the husband need to go that I do have this right. No, this was only to tell ladies that these are the by default rights for the man. And the other side, I have to tell the man that by default there are rights for the ladies that they need love and respect. If you're not going to do that, she may not even ask, okay, you have to love me. She may not even ask, you have to respect me. But inside, there is a side effect which will appear and will come in some sort of conflict. And you will say, well, I don't know, we had a very good life. We spent like 20 years together. I don't know what's happened all of a sudden. The conflict starts and we can't control that conflict. So that's, we have to keep these things in mind. Please recite a salawat. Please say the end of the salawat. Then yesterday we mentioned that in order to improve the relationship, you can use three tools. In fact, all the relationship based on these three factors. And the factors were affinity, reality, and communication. Affinity we translated as love and mawadda, and we mentioned the difference between love and mawadda in our previous discussions. Relationship is based on this, and we're going to go through several of ahadith, and we'll see how important this factor is. Then the second one is reality, which means agreement. Both husband and wife agree on something, and I mentioned those agreement start from belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawheed and other things, also the lifestyle. We believe this lifestyle is good for us. Both of them has an agreement, the life is good. At least that part of the life is good. Now the third one, I told you, if the affinity is down, and again, all these relationships are directly proportional. affinities goes up, relationship will go up. Affinity goes down, relationship is down. Reality goes up, relationship will go up. Communication will go up, relationship will go up. It's been noticed that the people basically go through the divorce process, they have a communication break. Yes, first the affinity went down, then the reality, and the last thing is like communication. There is no communication. And I told you that this is the most important tool. You can use this tool to increase the reality and the affinity. And today we're going to give some example for this. Now, there was a study in Iran that they said that normal communication these days, you know, we think that people's like their life is improving in the world. Yes, the luxuries are improving, but that life, human life, the value is decreasing. Now we have more, like we have the facilities, like we have TV, internet, social media, and so many other things, and we spend so much time on it, but we don't spend time with each other. The last time the survey shows that the time husband and wife spend together is only 17 minutes. They basically communicate. The communication between husband and wife is only 17 minutes. And that's when the communication, let's define first what the communication is. Okay, let me give you a scenario, and I will ask you, is that a communication? For example, Ali, the husband, he said, ask Fatma, and there is a conversation going on. Fatma, can you please bring me breakfast? Can you arrange a breakfast for me? This is like a communication, right? I'm going to grocery store. What do you need? Who gonna pick up the kid from the school? This kind of a communication. Is this a communication? In my terminology, this is not a communication. This is a business transaction. The problem why the relationship is down, we have this kind of a communication only. When I say the communication is one of the factors which will affect the relationship, I'm not talking about this communication. This is like a business transaction, like you're going on Safeway, you're asking someone, how much is this, how much is a gallon of the milk? And she reply, and you basically pay the money and go home. So you have to improve the communication. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Recite another salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So it's highly recommended that husband and wife, they have to have a proper time with each other. At least 15 to 20 minutes every day. They have to sit down in proximity, have a proper, you're not supposed to be tired at that time. You're not supposed to be annoying on anything. At the time when you have like a nice mood, you sit down together, have a proper dress, have like a nice looking dress or everything, and then you communicate with each other. Find out what's going on in the life. Even if there's like a disagreement, you just discuss in a nice manner. Try to solve them. That's what called communication. Now, in order to have a proper communication, we need to have rules. Need to have rules. Let's find out what the rules are. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad.
Rules of communication. You're not supposed to cross the boundary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told you that religion is not only ahkam. Look at the surah Hujarat. Allah basically go through this line like you don't do this, you don't do this, you're not supposed to do backbiting, you're not supposed to slandering, you're on all these things. Allah, why Allah is explaining all these things? These are the red lines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both men and women. You're not supposed to backbite each other. This causes a long time effects on the life. This is one rule. Not only backbiting, slandering, anything. The second rule. Do not disrespect other. Well, I'm not saying it from my own. We are talking about the topic is human design and solution of social problem, right? We decided very first day. Whatever we're gonna say what the designer said, or their support team, or their like sustaining team, or the engineering manual, or the authorized dealer. We're not going to go outside. I said, you're not supposed to disrespect each other. And I mentioned this yesterday, but this was so important that I have to mention again. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said that, man karamat alayhi nafsahu, hanat alayhi shahwatahu. This is a formula. He gave a formula. You see, that's what the job of Imam is. That's what the job of the design team is. They give a universal formula. They're not going to give you, like, Ali, you have to do this. Fatima, you have to do this. No, they give you like a formula. You apply this formula in your life. You write down, all of you need to write down, ladies and men, write down this formula. Put it somewhere in the big on the wall. That's also important for the upbringing of child. Man karamat alayhi nafsahu. Who's someone's nafs for him is, if it's kareem, hanat alayhi shahwatuhu. For him to control shahwat is easier. And whenever I use this formula, I says, let's inverse it. Let's do something else. We says, okay, who's that? If someone's nafs is not kareem for him, shararat and shahwat is to control them, it's difficult for him. And I give you a regular example, right? Like in our areas, like if someone who's like, he feels that he is kareem in this town, he's walking by, something fell in like garbage or something, he's not the one who wanna pick it up. He feel I'm carrying. He always monitor, he think that I am here and this action is here. I'm not gonna do it. Same thing with the kid. Like if the children, you basically, if you will give them a respect in home, they become better. You respect them. I'm not saying that listen to everything what they're saying. I'm not saying obey them. I already told you that the violin, the parents, they have a vilaya. I'm talking about respect them. See, you will know that in Quran, there's a story about Bani Israel, right? What's happened with Bani Israel? They were slaves. They were slaves of Fir'aun. What the Fir'aun did with them? Fir'aun put them so down, he gave them like a worse job in the country, right? They were janitors and all those bad work, which basically their izzat and nafs went down. Now, the same nation, Hazrat Musa came, showed such a big miracle. But this nation is like, this nation, their karamat was down. Their karamat was down. There's a prophet, the one of the great prophet there, but their karamat is down. They are doing bad things. The Maida is coming. They're saying, where is onion? Where is like other stuff, which is like lonely, right? That's what's happened with them. They're not useful. Allah can't do with them. Hazrat Musa can't do anything. For 40 years, they keep moving in the desert. Allah is waiting that this generation has to die. The next generation will come. That will be useful. They keep moving up to 40 years that this generation, which was slave generation, died. The next generation came. And then Allah started using with Shimon this generation to help something. Again, Amir Mu'mineen gave a formula. You have to make someone kareem. A wife, if she disrespects husband, he says, fine, she doesn't even respect me. Why should I? The same thing, if husband does that, she's going to pick up the phone and start backbiting with all over the world. This is the second formula of communication. The third, do not disrespect each other's family. People come from their family. That's their roots, right? Nobody likes this thing. Not supposed to disrespect your wife's family. The wife is not supposed to disrespect your family, no matter how bad they are. Because if you're disrespecting to her family or him, his family, somehow, because she's part of that family, somehow that's her disrespect. You're not supposed to be the fourth formula. You're not supposed to be the one who take revenge. Because if you're like that, if you are going to take the revenge, then this relationship is not going to work. Home is not a place to take revenge. That's the fourth formula. Please recite the salawat. And then in your behaviors and conversation, you have to be sadiq. Otherwise, there will be no trust. You say something, you don't mean that, then next time there will be no trust. You have to be sadiq with each other. Now, for the better communication, I also point out this yesterday, but again, as I said, this is the tool we're going to use to improve the other factors, affinity and agreements. I have to repeat some of those points. And I said that we have to understand, for the better communication, the content of other side, the design of other side. And we mentioned yesterday when they speak, the style is, in Farsi they call juz'i nagar, they are detailed oriented. The men, they are kulli nagar, between they are the universal, their view is universal. They look at the overall picture. The ladies look, they want to know the detail. Again, this is design. If you say this is wrong or this is better, it means you're objecting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how they design. Allah designed. And remember, the ayah when I recited, Allah started with وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. These are my signs. The way I design it, it's my sign. And Allah never put something which is lowly to say it's my sign. He always has something really good design when he says this is my sign. This is my sign. So the ladies, they have, as I mentioned yesterday, the ladies by default, they have a tufat. The men, they have by default more like aqli, the intellectual things. That part is stronger. The ladies, their atufat is stronger. So these two has to work with each other and establish an ideal unit. Because for this unit, you need both of them. It's not possible that both of them, just their intellect part is strong, they come together. Who going to give the atufat to the family? Or maybe if both of them have atufat, who going to resolve the hardship? Who going to work in the hardship? That's why Allah designed such a way that this person has this and this person has this. This both of them are like in one sense incomplete. When they come to bear each other, then they become complete. That's why so much emphasis for marriage. Allah said that if you're not married, then your namaz is like this much less. When you get married, then your ibadats are getting better. Because now you're complete. So we have to understand the message when the message will come from the lady's side, that will be like ultra message. So this is message. it's wrapped up in several envelopes. Like normally, like if I buy a gift or my wife buy a gift, she will buy a gift and she will put like in a nice wrapping and then puts like a small sticker and then write down something on top of it. And normally we learn from her, like I learn from her that, okay, that's how you do it. Otherwise I will do, okay, this is the gift, okay, here. That we are like this, we are looking only the message. They are like having the wrappers around it. When they speak, they have like several, they have emotions and several things inside this conversation. So that's why I'm saying, like, you have to spend like 20-30 minutes every day. You have to realize this, that's how the other side design. You sit down and you listen. The ladies, when they respond, they're looking in each other's eyes. Men's, normally there was a study, I'm not sure how correct that study was, that this is when they communicate, normally they are like looking on little bit right side on top of the ear. This side they are like out of the, they are not looking exactly over there. So we have to be careful. But some ladies, they are very sensitive. Why are you not looking in my eyes? You have to be careful. And the ladies, they also have to realize that that's the way they are. He may be like, maybe I'm reading a newspaper, my wife is talking, and then I say, I'm listening. But she got annoyed. She says, he never listens. And I says, she talks to me. That's wrong. That's wrong. Other thing is, excuse from the lady's side, but that's from the psychiatrist and all the expert, they say, you have to listen them. After listening, like psychiatrist, some of them, their notes are this. This lady came in my office and she started speaking after, and she said, my husband is that, is so bad, he does that. After like 1 hour, in the end she says, but he's very nice. So they says, the expert says, let them empty. So in reality they're nice inside. The beauty of them, as I told this brother Zulfiqar, he sent that email, the study from the Harvard, and I enjoyed that very much. That proved so many of my points. I says, look, they are the beauty of the lady, they are attached with one person. They are attached with one person. Human, the men's are not like this. I'm going to discuss this, but I'm going to move on to the next topic. That's why, whenever there is like a relationship, like a Western style relationship between man and woman, the ladies hurt more. Ladies think that, what's wrong with it? Let's have men and women sit down, talk, and all these things. Ladies hurt more. Because man, his heart can attach with several sides at once, by default. By default, that will answer you why Allah allowed to man to have a multiple marriage, not the woman. Man, woman is not designed. Lady is not designed like that. If someone thinks, no, I have this desire, you are sick. You have, like I told you, like sometimes people have a fever, they can taste that tasty biryani. But you have something wrong with you. That by default, this is, that's what it is. Please recite the salawat. And also, since, as I said, I'm going to move forward because there is less time. As I said, the ladies by design, they are like detail-oriented. In mantiq, they say this is like juz'i. So when they are juz'i, and if you basically sometime you came home late, and if she will say, you always come late, don't get angry. She doesn't mean, because you're looking as always, as a really always. She mean like maybe 2, 3, 4 times or 5, 6, 7 times. Don't get offended by these wording. You know, that's what the design is. She gonna use this terminology. You have to understand these things. Now let's move on. And I use this that for the ladies, for the conversation, you have to take care of a couple of the things in order to improve the relationship. And I mentioned this yesterday, I'm going to mention this again, that talk beautifully. Like in Farsi they call ziba babid, ke ziba bashun shanavid. I mean, you have to say something nice so you can hear something nice, right? Use beautiful word. Use beautiful word. It's like a human nature. Look, if I will call the child, and if I use like, Ali, come here. Or I will say, Ali beta, come on. That's like using a word. What about the tone? The same thing. You have to have a nice tone. You have to use the nice word. And then you enjoy the peace. You're working on these are the tricks of the life, right? The fruit is very sweet. You will have peace in your mind, in your heart, in your life. Please, Mr. Ayyad Salavat. Please recite the end of the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now let's see. We said yesterday that the man has vilayat. Now there are some requirements for the vilaya. You have to understand this part. And I mentioned that in that ayah we recited yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said that قُلْ إِنَّ السَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ, and then after لِلَّهِ Allah put his address, which Allah? رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. رَبْ مِنْ وِلَايَ, one of the meaning that the one who basically provide, and that wilaya was needed for each and every unit. Like for a country we need a wali, for a home, for a department, for a company you need like a CEO, someone, a leader. You are going for a caravan, for Karbala, you need to have a leader. In a home you need a leader. You need a leader. Now leadership require, before you apply this leadership, and I mentioned in home, the father has a two wilaya. Wilaya over his wife and wilaya over his kids. These the five things I'm going to tell you, it's going to apply for both. Both for children and both for ladies. Wilaya, whenever there is a wilaya, like look at the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asks you something, to do this thing. But before he asks you something, he provides you need. In this world, he provides you everything for you. And then he asks. The same thing, like look at the rahbar. Like I most of the time I listen to his speeches very carefully. Whenever he come, he always put the nice word for the nation. Like for that speech for in this 88 years, 88, that when he came in Tehran and he came forward and he has to criticize the Velvet Revolution, and he says this nation is revolutionary, inqalabi. In this is like a nation of shaheed. Whenever he talked with the young guys, he says, Shuma ba karamat hasti. Shuma, you have a respect. You are way ahead. So there are two things in order to get the vilaya, the fruit of vilaya. Love plus respect, then vilaya. In fact, in the children's upbringing, the expert says, if you cannot provide these two steps, never teach any concept of religion. If you're not going to teach first, you have to give love, respect. If for some reason you're unable to do these two things, please, do not tell him to go pray namaz. Don't do that. Because based on these two, he's on your opposite side. Whatever you're going to say, he's going to violate that. Maybe when he's younger, he's not going to do that. But as soon as he will become youth, what happened? What's happening right now in all over the center. As soon as they become baligh, Khuda Hafiz. Now they're independent. The law is this. For all wilaya, where you are like a CEO of a company, you've been appointed as a CEO of this company, you have to come. First you provide them need. You provide them respect. You set a goal for them. Then you ask. do this thing. This is in order. Why they say not supposed to convey the concepts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is, it's better to have a blank mind. Because if you put something and he's against you, he hates you, he don't like you, he also hates this concept which you love. It's better to be empty. Because now if someone else comes, the teacher or friend will come, first he has to wipe out this concept and put the new concept. So better have now no concept. So maybe like if Allah will mercy, then a teacher or a friend or someone will come and basically put the right concept and he will accept it. He will accept those concepts. Same thing with the wilaya here. See, yesterday there was I was feeling a sensitivity. Wilaya. Wow. These Maulana, they always have this male, they want male dominated society. That's not what it is. We have seen religion from a different classes. Religion is beautiful. Please recite a salawat. That's why, and I mentioned that love or affinity is another most important factor. Let's see how many ahadith. I was start writing ahadith and I get tired, and finally I just start writing the book's names. Believe me, I was thinking maybe which ahadith are more about love and about the family and about other things, or namaz or zakat. I'm surprised. There are complete chapters in our books about hub, love. Let me recite a couple of them for you. Please recite this.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Al-Kafi, volume number 5, page 569. A woman never forget the sentence from her husband that I love you. She never forget that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Al-Kafi, volume number 5, page 444. The best woman, it's not only one-sided, because the love is a need for a human being. It's a need of human. It's not only that women say that, okay, you have to love me. No, you have to express. Prophet said that the best women are those who express their love to their husbands. Prophet said they are the best women. Next, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Now I'm getting tougher. Let's see. I cannot imagine that iman of a man increase without increasing his love for his wife. Your iman cannot be increased. Next, move forward. This the previous one is the same address. The previous one, Al-Kafi, volume 5, page 444. Another book, Bihar al-Anbar, volume 100, page number 447. In a narration of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, one of the signs of increasing the love of Ahlul Bayt, one of the signs of increasing the love of Ahlul Bayt is increasing the love of your partner. This is the sign. If you love your partner, you love your Ahlul Bayt as well. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Bihar al-Anbar. I already gave you the address. It's recorded. You can go check. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I told you that love, the affinity is the most important factor over there. In those three factors. Prophet continue. In Wasail al-Shia, there's another major book we have. Page number 55. He said, it's not enough to have a love. You have to express it. One of the person came to Prophet and he says, no, if the Prophet, this is the, that's the second one. The Prophet said, if you love someone, Go tell him that you love him. Simply tell him. There is another hadith. One person came near Imam Baqir alayhi salam and says, Imam, I love that person. Imam said, go tell him that you love him. Go tell him. Go express your love. And again, as I said, I get tired and then says, I'm not going to waste all your time for just reciting all this. I'm going to give you the Mahasin. There's another book. Behaulandar, Kafi, Mallai, Azam, Faqih. All of them has these ahadith. Please recite a salawat. Alright, so now the problem is, we started from here. We have a troubled family. The conflict's going on. Now the people say, Baba, we don't have a love. That's why we came in this majlis, to ask a solution. Now you're saying, do the love. It's like a circle. It's a door. In like falsafa, it says, it's a door. You don't have a love, you say, do love. How are you going to do it? Something happened, that's why we reached this position. Now you're saying, do love. Okay, fine, let's do something else. Let's see, there are some things which make love, increase the love automatically. Just do those steps first. Since you know that this is the main tool, you have to do it something, right? Here, let's see what this is. This is, like for example, suppose it's like the relationship was in a troubled water, now you basically want to improve, so you, how are you going to start it? You're not going to say, go to Motuji and says, I love you, Fatima. He says, let me take a picture from you. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. You have to do something else first. This is, first you like, if someone make a mistake, you start forgiving it. That will increase love. Start giving gift. No matter a small thing, a man just buy like a flower, and the lady, she makes something, she's, I made it for you. For you. The third, Imam Sadiq said, give gift to each other, and this will love each other. Gift, remove kina from the heart. Let's move, keep moving. Next, Imam said, meet with each other with a nice smiling face. That's also increased the love. The love is increasing. Now, we are not saying, I love you. We are just basically going through this. Have a nice face, smiling face. Increase the love. We have a good moral, khush ikhlaqi, like you talk with like nicely. Use good language. The, all of these are coming from Aima alayhi salam. Like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said on Al-Kafi, volume number 203, performing the good deeds for other and meeting with happy face is a source of attracting love. These are all different ways to so attract the love. Then other place said, the calling your life partner with a nice name and with good tone is a kind of announcement of your love. See, again, it's a kind of announcement of good, your love. Other thing is, you come home, you do shake hand with outside with other people. Go shake hand with your wife as well. And so many other things. I'm just going to do the name titles and keep moving. Generosity with each other, honesty, husnizan, insaf, and so many other things. Now probably you were thinking, come on, it's very hard. Now you know what? Ego is coming in between and says, I didn't do it for last 20 years, for 40 years. How am I going to do it now? For 40 years I did this. I'm not going to do this. Ego. Ego is coming. It's going to bring my status down. The ladies are saying, if I'm going to obey my husband now, I will be down. I don't have time, otherwise I may give so many examples. I will just give you one example and finish my majlis, right? You heard the name of Imam Khomeini, right? Everyone heard that, right? He was a marje, right? And such a great marje. Let me just read few lines from his, one of his letters he wrote to his wife. He's a marji. He has this status. He has such a high respect. Now, one of the letters, he went to for performing Hajj, and from there he wrote a letter to his wife, And that letter is in Sahifa-e-Noor, and I didn't write here page number. I can give you page number if somebody wants. I'm just going to write down, read his letter, and finish with Ahmad. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And again, I will like, my English is an accent, my Farsi will also have an accent, so forgive me for that. Tasadduqat shamam ilahi qurbanat biramam. That's starting. He's talking to, he's writing to his wife. I do sacrifice on you. My life is sacrificed on you. Then he writes, Darin muddat ke mubtilaye be judai az an noor chashm aziz wa quwwat qalbam gardidam. He says, in this period of separation, that I'm suffering with who? Noor chashm aziz, from someone who is the light of my eyes, and quwwat qalbam, the power of my heart. That person to whom I'm basically missing her. Then he said, but this thing is telling me, mutazakkir shuma hastam, I'm remembering you. Wa surat zibas dar aine qalbam mankush hast, your beautiful face is imprinted in my heart. Your beautiful face is imprinted. And there was like a long letter. I said, I'm not going to read all these letters. I'm going to read the last line and then finish. In the end, he says, Sadhaif ke mehboob azizam hamra nist ke manzar ali be dil be chasbad. He said that, alas, I'm feeling so sorry that my beloved is not with me, that I can enjoy with these scenes. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
See, this love helped several people. This love even helped one person in Karbala. You have heard the name of Zuhair ibn Qain. This was the love of his wife. Love basically brought him to the Karbala. Sallallahu alayka ibn Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abdullah. Ya laytana kunna ma'akum fanafuzu fawzan adhima. What great ashab did you have in Karbala? They were brave. Look at Zuhair, the son of Qain. In front of you, was he slain? Make us like him, O Imam. Call us like him, O Imam. One of the companion who fought bravely in the day of Ashura was Zuhair ibn Qain. Initially, Zuhair was not in Imam's camp. It is narrated that as they were traveling to Kufa, Zuhair also saw Imam's caravan traveling to the same destination. His companions say that he tried to avoid him. Zuhair did not want to meet Hussein. He camped where he did not camp. He stopped where he did not stop. I mean, Hussein did not stop until one day the son of Zuhair, the son of Zahra, camped near our tent. We were eating when a messenger came. He entered our tent and said, "Hussein has sent me to fetch you and make you and take you to him." There was a silence in the tent. Everyone stopped eating. Even Zuhair was shocked at this invitation. He didn't know what to do until his wife said to him, "Subhanallah, the son of Rasulullah calls you and you reject his call. If only you would go and meet him and hear what he has to say." So Zuhair went to see the Imam. No one knows what's happened, what's transpired in their tent. But Zuhair came out smiling. He was brimming with happiness. He packed his belongings, he packed his tent, he took his horse and headed towards Hussein's camp. He said to his wife, "I release you of your obligation to me. You are the one who inspired me to go to Hussein." Zuhair's wife wept bitterly. She bade him farewell. But she said to him, "O Zuhair, I ask you to remember me on the day of judgment by Hussein's grandfather." From that moment, Zuhair did not leave Imam. On the night of Ashura, when Imam Hussein stood up and addresses his companion, he told them, "I know of no companion better than you, and I know of no household better than mine. May Allah reward you the best of rewards, and the night has fallen upon you, then take advantage of the darkness. Every one of you take a member of my household and disperse into the darkness of the night. Leave me alone with these people, for they don't want anyone other than Hussein." At this time, one by one, Ashab stood up. They asked, Imam, why should we do this? Where should we go, Hussein?" And one of them was Zuhair. He addressed Imam. He said, "By Allah, O son of Rasulullah, I would like to be killed, and then I would like to be raised like this 1,000 times, so that Almighty save you and your family from these enemies." And what a sacrifice he gave on the day of Ashura. He addressed the army of Yazid, calling out, "O servant of Allah, the son of Fatima is more worthy of your friendship and aid than of son of Sumayyah." Here Shimrish replied, he said, "Very soon Allah will kill you and your master." Zuhair replied to him, "Are you fighting me or by death? By Allah, dying with Imam is more preferable in my eyes than immortality with you." Imam made him the commander of the right side. He fought bravely until it was the time of Zuhr. So Imam asked him and Suhaib bin Abdullah to protect him while they prayed. As the arrow came towards Imam, they bravely protected the Imam. They took him in the arrows on their chest. They protected the Imam. It is said when the prayer was over, all fell on the ground calling out, "Oh Allah, send my salam to your Prophet and tell him of the wounds that I have received in trying to protect your son." Zuhair survived the arrow, and after a while, when the companions were few, he sought permission to leave for the battlefield. As he went out, he was calling out. He came in the battlefield. Ana Zuhair wa ana ibn Qain. I am Zuhair, the son of Qain. Azubbukum bis-sayf an Hussein. With my sword I defend Hussein. Inna Husayna Adus-Sittain. Hussein is one of the Sittain. Min Ithratul Birru Taqiyyudhain. From the progeny of goodness and piety. It is said that he killed many soldiers that day until he was overcome by the soldiers of Yazid. He fell to the ground and did say the last salam to Imam Hussein. As-salamu alayka rabda Rasulullah. Please accept my last salam. I will tell Zuhair, what a great services you did with Imam. But I wish you were there in the afternoon of Ashura, when the son of Zahra was alone, when Abbas was gone, when Ali Akbar was martyred, when he was circled by his enemies, when every bow came out of its place, every arrow was set free on that pure body. Spears were rained on him, stone was thrown on him, until he could no longer hold on his mount. As he fell down, he was heard calling out, Bismillah wa billahi wa ala millati Rasulullah. Ala lanatullahi ala al-qawmi al-zalimin, wa sa'alamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamin qalibin yankalibun. Matami Hussain.
Hussain. Hussain. Hussain. Hussain. Hussain. Hussain.